Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian themed Disney travel podcast.
That is so dramatic.
Yeah, it is. Also, we're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. I'm not near as dramatic as you today.
I don't know. I was just feeling a little dramatic.
Yeah. Was there some drama you recently experienced in your life?
Not particularly.
No, there wasn't a lot of drama in that?
No.
Okay. No. I was trying to set you up there. It didn't work?
No, it didn't work. Okay. I don't have any drama. I don't know. It is what it is.
How are you doing?
Oh, fine.
What are you drinking?
Beer. Tasty beer.
You're drinking... You have a growler from our local brewery again.
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm drinking pumpkin beer from Yukon.
Oh,
Brewing
pumpkin beer.
Because tis the season.
It's pumpkin-y.
This is Halloween. Actually, it's almost Thanksgiving here, so that's first.
Ooh, turkey time.
Yep, very soon. And what nerd thing do you have going on this week, Brandon?
Well, hockey season starts up on Tuesday.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
Tis the season for that, too.
I'm very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Your team starts Wednesday.
Yeah, but...
But, yeah, the season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say something else exciting that happened on Friday.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Well, my nerd thing is, like, work-related. Alberta teachers are on strike starting tomorrow. So
they are! Go teachers! Yay, teachers! Yay!
And it's World Teacher Day today, which is Sunday.
Oh, that's awkward.
So it's a little awkward. Yeah, but there were marches all over Alberta today and rallies and stuff, and it was pretty cool, that part. But, yeah. So, obviously, that's been taking a lot of time, energy, and focus for me.
Fair enough.
Yep. So I don't know if that's like a fun nerd thing, but it's definitely like the thing that's been taking all my time, energy, and focus.
It's important.
Right now.
It's important.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Brandon,
That's me.
Here's a fun nerd thing for me.
I point to myself. Yeah.
Beginning of every episode. Yeah, mm-hmm. I have a fun nerd thing. I am rewatching WandaVision again.
What? No.
Because I want to watch. I want to rewatch Agatha this month. And so I was like, well, I may as well just watch Wanda, too, and lead into it.
It was Agatha all along, after all.
Exactly. Sparky has already met his demise in WandaVision, but we haven't. And we got Agatha in her witch outfit cackling, but that's as far as I've gotten.
Well, you're almost done, then.
Basically, yes. Okay. We... have not watched Marvel Zombies yet, so we do not have the newest show to talk about. However,
what?
Do we have a Better Know a Listener?
Well, we do, actually.
Uh-huh. It's almost like I knew that, and I was setting it up a little bit.
Oh. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have lots of listeners these days, which is kind of crazy. But
it is crazy. Can I tell you something funny?
Something funny. So, did it happen on the way to the forum?
Oh, that was on the radio the other day. Mm. It was really good. Mm. No, so my students, because I can't like help them with schoolwork or anything right now while we're on strike, so they thought that I should pepper in English text stuff into our podcast so we could have more listeners then.
Well, okay. What book are you reading?
They just finished Night. We were going to do a film study on Life is Beautiful, but the next book would be The Book Thief.
Roberto Benigni.
Hey, good job.
Yeah. He climbed over the chairs at the Oscars.
He did.
I do think that movie's slightly overrated. There's much better Holocaust movies.
Well, we also do Jojo Rabbit afterwards.
Jojo Rabbit's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Schindler's List, of course.
Well, I do Schindler's List with my other grade 12 class. Because we do like 2 months straight of Holocaust literature, so I didn't want to add Schindler's List onto that.
Just beat them up emotionally. Okay. It's a good thing like nothing like that could ever happen again. I got nothing. I don't know.
Good Roberto Benigni reference, though.
You could get the Outsiders, Stay Gold, Pony Boy. No, that's probably
different,
too young.
Yeah, different grade.
Too young for those ones.
Yeah. They did short stories, and they did Night. And after our Holocaust literature, then we'd be doing King Lear.
Oh, no, I didn't. Ooh, I've never read King Lear.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
That is the best Shakespeare adjacent
postmodern script that you've ever read.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. That's how. That's
absurdism.
It's really. I don't know. It's just really good. I really like it.
Yeah, that's our school year. So. Mm. We'll see what.
Well, hopefully stays. They have time to read Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead Because it is hilarious and awesome.
That
and
is one of the things that'll be on the chopping block, though.
It's one of the things that makes me appreciate Shakespeare more than actually Shakespeare does.
So. Oh, that kind of hurts a little bit. But you know what, though? I don't love Hamlet, and it's from Hamlet. Like,
it's better than Hamlet.
It is. I think it's better than Hamlet. I have very strong Shakespeare opinions, and I think Hamlet is vastly overrated, which is why I teach King Lear instead of Hamlet.
Well, speaking of Hamlet, Taylor Swift just came out with a new album. And she had a Shakespeare reference in
there.
She
does, Ophelia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that song, actually, on there.
Okay. Yeah. I was just going to get your opinion on that.
I did like it.
Ophelia is
my favorite part of Hamlet, other than Rosencrantz and Guildenstern being dead.
We could just name this episode after a Taylor Swift song and get way more listens, probably.
This is true.
I don't know
if you're going to be able to make that fit with what we're going to talk about.
I know.
But yeah, that is true. They did. So I thought that was really funny. So maybe we have more listeners and they're my students trying to pick up little Englishy bits of wisdom.
Englishy bits relate to everything in your life,
even though
there's other more important classes.
That is just not true.
English is the one that relates to everything.
Yeah, that part is true. And it's most important. Okay, so now that we have all these listeners.
Well, we're going to take a trip.
Oh.
Way down south.
Oh, how far?
To Sao Paulo, Brazil.
No way.
Yes.
We have a listener from Brazil?
Apparently several.
Really?
Or someone who just really likes to listen to a bunch of episodes of ours. I don't know.
Wow. But
anyway, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
That is really cool.
Which means St. Paul in Portuguese.
That makes sense.
Of course, named for Paul the Apostle.
Right, also makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Their Latin motto is Non Ducor Ducu, which translates to I am not led, I lead.
That is a great motto.
It's a very good Latin motto.
Wait, is it spelled like Count Dooku?
No. D-U-C-O.
Because I was like, maybe that's where he gets his name, and it's actually like really clever, like he's trying to lead things, and I'm reaching.
You're reaching a little bit.
Good motto, Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo is actually the largest urban area by population outside of Asia.
I mean, I know it's big, but, like, that surprises me.
That's pretty cool,
especially
actually.
When you're thinking of, like, New York or something like that.
And then, obviously, by that metric, it's the largest Portuguese, primarily speaking, city in the world.
Right, which is pretty incredible, because, I mean, Portuguese isn't in, like, the top five languages spoken or anything, so high density, in other words.
So it's not the capital of Brazil, but it's the capital of its state, which is also Sao Paulo.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like the fiscal capital, kind of like how New York has like Wall Street.
Right.
This would be the Brazilian version of that.
Okay.
They've hosted lots of sporting events. They get F1 quite frequently.
Oh, okay.
And when the World Cup in 1950 was there.
Yeah.
And then in 2014, more recently,
yeah,
when the World Cup was in Brazil as a whole,
mm-hmm,
they had the opening ceremonies in Sao Paulo.
Oh, wow.
And several matches
there. I remember when.
Yeah, it's pretty recent, so. Major city, and apparently we have several listeners.
Really?
There.
I'm just really enjoying their motto. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It was founded in 1554 by Jesuit priests.
Oh. I remember studying, like, you didn't have the same curriculum as me because you were from a different province. What did you ever study, like, Brazil and South America?
I don't think I did, honestly.
We did in junior high, but it was, like, super...
I would have liked to.
Yeah, and I remember doing a lot with Jesuit priest things.
I'm a bad Canadian, but we spent a little, maybe a little bit too much time on Canadian history, which Canadian history is actually quite interesting. Mm-hmm. But I could have used a little bit more world history.
That was always some of my favorite stuff. The way Alberta kind of does is they alternate. So it's like a Canadian focus and then a worldwide focus. That's not quite accurate. But like that, when I was growing up, there was a lot of that. So you'd be like, oh, it's a Canada year this year. Like that kind of thing. But they've changed all that like before I even started teaching. So, but yeah, we did a whole bunch of stuff on... There was a year we did three different countries, and Brazil was one of them. And so we talked about, like, South America in general. And so we did a fair bit of, like, Jesuit priest history down there. So
yeah.
I'm talking like I was in grade seven or eight, though. Like,
it makes sense. And it's a very cosmopolitan melting pot. Apparently it has huge populations of Arab, Italian, and Japanese immigrants as well.
Really? That's an interesting mix of immigrants.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh.
So, I don't know. I might like to visit there.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Awesome.
But, it has like, the Brazilian Stock Exchange and stuff like that.
Right, so very metropolitan. It's basically, like, the New York
York of Brazil, yeah. Right. That's how I would describe it reading the Wikipedia page.
But if you are a listener from Sao Paulo, is that how you say that?
I think so.
Approximately?
I don't know. I don't speak Portuguese.
I don't speak Portuguese either.
I am, sadly, a... Only an English speaker.
You have a lot of French, though.
Yeah. Oui. Un petit peu.
I'm only an English speaker. But yeah, if you are from there, message us and say, like, what it's like. If we've got that right, this idea of, like, the New York of Brazil.
I would like to believe that is correct, but...
Just from the description, that's what it sounds.
Correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah, that's really cool. I can't believe we have listeners in Brazil.
Hmm.
Yay. It makes me happy.
Me too, actually.
How do you say hello in Portuguese?
Oh, gosh, no.
Hello in Portuguese. Okay, there we go.
Okay, it's actually boring. It's hola.
Oh, like in Spanish. Okay, we can do that.
But spelt different.
What? No, it's not.
It's spelt with it. It's just... There's not a silent H in it. It's just hola.
Oh. Like, hello.
Hola.
Oh, okay. Hola.
Just hola. No silent H. It's...
Hola, Brazil.
Hola.
Okay, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay. I don't have a whole bunch of news, just a few little things. Rex the dinosaur from Toy Story is now at DCA. We knew he was coming, but he's there now. Partysaurus Rex.
Partysaurus, yes, I was going to say. He's not just Rex, he's Partysaurus Rex, which is
the
coolest. From one of the shorts, actually.
Yeah, it was a really good one, yeah. It's where Rex feels like... He's not very cool, and then he ends up being taken into bath time or something, and they all think he's Partysaurus Rex.
this is post Toy Story 3 and pre the movie that shall not be named, when he's living with Bonnie after the very satisfying conclusion of the last Toy Story movie that has come out.
Right. Which is part 3.
Ever.
Right. But this was a short. And it was good, so we can talk about this as short. So anyway, and Partysaurus Rex looks awesome,
I want to party with Partysaurus Rex, actually.
Yeah, he's super, super cool.
Can he come to my birthday?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get you a little Rex and dress him up like Partysaurus Rex now.
Well, I do have a Rex
I know you do.
Toy around here
somewhere. Yeah, you have like all the Toy Story.
I do.
A bunch of them, anyway.
Yeah, they were...
Like stuffies.
Kind of, but they were from, like, the original Toy Story movie time.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid then. Because I'm old.
Because we're old. My sister has the collection of, like, the newer versions of those things, where it looks like you get Buzz Lightyear in the, like, Buzz, like, in-universe Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, in the box. Yeah.
So she's got, like, a bunch of, she has the RC, like, the car and everything. Mm. It's very cool.
Very cool, yes. Toy Story.
A lot of obscure ones.
Toy Story is awesome.
Or not obscure,
all
but
three
specific.
Of the movies
all
are
three.
Awesome.
And the shorts.
Yeah, the shorts are great.
Yeah, especially Parkysaurus Rex.
Even Forky, which I don't know where he came from, but Forky's shorts are pretty cool.
The Forky shorts are pretty
cool, I wish he was actually in one of the actual movies.
Right,
but,
yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going on. And then I talked to you about this a little bit. We've mentioned before that we watched like a fair bit of Disney YouTube and everything. And then I was watching Fresh Baked one day. And
Fresh Baked?
Exactly. Which we really like in general. And he was saying how it just came out that Disney parks, but Disneyland specifically, is in like the top five most stressful vacation spots in the world and the most stressful vacation spot in the States. And he was asking, like, talking about it and people's opinions about it and so on. And then it was really funny, I didn't tell you this part, but while he was talking about this, he was like going to Haunted Mansion or something.
First of all, according to whom?
Okay, well, I'm come here in a second.
Okay.
He was going to Haunted Mansion. He was talking to a cast member about something else. And then while he was doing that, this guy came up and asked where he could pick up the paper fast passes for he and his group of eight.
Well,
and
there's
like
your problem.
2 p.m. or 1, or like it was afternoon, though. And they're like, and they said the cast member was explaining how like Lightning Lane works and all these things, and the guy was like, oh, okay, like he didn't know, but he wasn't rude or anything.
Yeah, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And now, he wasn't rude, but
how many people are?
How many people are. That's the thing. Disney now rewards planning.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't plan.
No, it's true.
But honestly, if you think Disneyland is stressful, you actually haven't traveled many places because it can get a lot worse.
Yeah, so I think that is kind of where I went with that. And I actually commented on it as our Disney A.
Yeah.
And said, like, before, people like to blame COVID. Before COVID, how many dozens of people did we see turned away from the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam in 2019 because they didn't have a reservation?
Exactly. Or cathedrals in Italy because you didn't book a time. Or, yes. Honestly,
it's so common.
We are very fortunate. We are very privileged.
Yeah,
we get to travel quite a bit. Yeah. We've traveled lots of different places. Mm-hmm. Disneyland can be stressful, but only if you let it be stressful.
Yeah,
the staff take care of you very well.
They do.
And there's a lot of guardrails up there.
That's a good
which
way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Aren't in like general travel.
No.
So
if you were somewhere in Europe and you wanted to go to a cathedral or Anne Frank House or something like that, not only do you need that, it's in a different language most of the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And we're also, again, very privileged.
Yes.
English is one of the backup languages basically anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So
we're very lucky.
We're very lucky that way. So I super disagree with that take.
I do too. I said like it can be stressful.
It can be.
And I think
I've been stressed at Disney,
but I think the thing
is not even close to anywhere else.
I think it's there's people who go to Disney parks who don't travel outside of the States.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
And so it's probably the most stressful place that they would ever travel.
If you're used to traveling to small little things in whatever state you're from, or not at all, there's a lot of people there. They have to take care of a lot of people. You aren't a special person to them because there's 10 other thousand people that are just mm-hmm. like you, so they have to accommodate everyone.
But they're pretty dang nice about
they
it.
They are frankly. Very, very dang nice. And I don't know. Just maybe do like a slight little bit of research before you spend thousands of dollars to take your family of eight to Disneyland.
Well, and I get that it is a place that a lot of people go to with kids, and kids get tired and cranky and everything like that. That's not a Disney being stressful fault. That's a traveling with kids fault.
Yes. that was going to be my...
Keeping long hours.
That was going to be my other point.
But you need research to travel almost anywhere in the world. Like, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how many times do people miss trains and buses and planes, and then you're sitting there going, I don't know what to do. At Disney, if you miss something, you go to one of the hundreds upon hundreds of cast members around,
and they will bend over backwards to help you.
Exactly. Even if it's not nowhere near the department, they will like help you to figure it out. And there are so many things in place for that, and there's more information available online about how to navigate it than ever before.
Yeah, so I don't like to victim blame, but if you're stressed at Disneyland, it's probably more on you than actually Disneyland.
Yeah, there is definitely, you need to have an open mind and be a little bit easygoing. Yeah, yeah. And it is hard for most people to balance. I plan a lot, but I'm also able to go with the flow. That is hard for a lot of people to do.
You need to do both, but you also just need to be prepared for, it's going to be busy.
Yeah, and expensive.
And expensive.
Your feet are going to hurt.
And your feet are going to hurt. Your children are going to be tired and cranky.
Yep.
But there's a lot of good, and if you focus on the good, then it's not that stressful.
Exactly. I don't know. We have a really good episode. I'm going to plug one of our old episodes about, we just came back from Disney and it rained the whole time. And it was called Disneyland Can't Control the Weather.
But they should. but the thing is, if you're a tired and cranky adult, just go to California Adventure. They have lots of booze there. And it's great.
Hey, we just watched another YouTuber do Carthay Circle. Man, they have some good drinks there.
Oh, yeah. That makes your feet stop hurting real fast. True.
And you know what? 9 times out of 10 at DCA, there's going to be some kind of food festival going on. So try the drinks there, too.
Nailed it.
You eat and you drink and you, I don't know, there's ways around it. And that's not true for a lot of traveling other destinations, I guess. So, I believe it, but I don't agree with it for the reasons of the information is skewed.
I understand why the statistics say that, but I vehemently disagree just because I know that...
With the statement,
There's guardrails in place at Disneyland that there's not in other places it's that true. You would travel. So, yeah, it's kind of on you at that point. I'm sorry.
I can understand if you're, not... Not even, you don't even need to be tech savvy, guys. The app is really straightforward. The biggest problem is sometimes the Wi-Fi cuts out.
And not even then, because it's not that bad.
No, it's really straightforward. But I could understand if you were like my grandparents went when I was 12. They couldn't go if it was set up like now, if they were going by themselves.
Yeah, but they went.
With my family, yes.
they went back in the day, and they were from a time that didn't have cars.
That is actually true. So that is actually true.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
If you didn't I think it's a personal preference. People are I don't spend all this time on my phone, and you kind of need to be on your phone now. It's you don't need to, but if you don't, then you miss all these things. You don't get everything you want. There's a sense of entitlement.
You don't treat it like a phone. You treat it like I don't know, just a doodad to make the park work.
Yeah.
Ignore everything else on your phone.
And stay off your social media. Take your pictures with your characters or with your group or whatever, and book your next lightning lane or check wait times or something.
It's modernized, but it's honestly not that stressful.
No, I don't think so either. But anyway, I thought that was really interesting, and I wanted to have a little chat with you about it. So
well, we had a chat, exactly. And I had strong opinions about it.
Yeah, so
I'm
did
sorry.
I. No, I, no, I, oh. Like I said, I don't always comment on YouTube videos, but I commented on this one, because I was let's remember this.
It's an interesting conversation, because I can see why it would be stressful for people, but those people have to realize that travel in general is stressful.
Yeah.
But, in a good way.
Totally.
Stress can be good and bad. People don't maybe realize that, but it can be.
No, I totally agree.
If you're in your comfort zone all the time, you're not experiencing anything, and we're only alive once.
Yeah, man, you got all.
I'm getting philosophical on you. Dang.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Okay. The
I'm
other.
Sorry.
No, no, it's okay. I totally agree. And if you're going to be stressed by big groups, maybe a Disney theme park is not for you.
Yeah, you can't get away from big groups. There are some places that you can get away from it, but you're not going to get the most out of the theme park.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Although, listen to this, Tsugui. Right now might be a good time for you to go, because even though it's slightly busier now than it was a couple weeks ago, both Disneyland and Disney World are reporting record lows. I'm talking almost COVID levels some days.
Why? What happened?
Exactly. Well, that's literally what they're asking. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know what happened.
I know what happened, too. So a lot of people are talking about about, you know, prices, obviously. Why do you think that even though the prices haven't gone up yet this year, and they will, that maybe there are much lower turnouts at the parks than other times?
Well, I mean, even the prices and the economy is all interrelated.
Mm-hmm.
There is an orange question mark over the entire world economy right now.
True story.
And it's centered on the United States. So
that's not a really cool way to say that.
You're not going to get people coming from other countries as much because they aren't comfortable traveling into the United States right now. I'm not super comfortable traveling into the United States
like
right now.
We've said before, we are aware of our privilege. We know what we look like and everything. And we would be flying, if we went, we'd fly right to Anaheim, go to the parks, get back. And even then, I'm like, I don't
Nine times out of ten, it'd be pretty fine.
Until it's not.
So I don't know. And I also don't want to support that.
Well, that's it. I'll spend my money in a different country for now.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who are Canadians who travel to Disney parks, or who, like, a coworker of mine was going to travel for the first time this year, take his kids there. And they said, you know what? No, they went to Disneyland Paris instead. Had a great time, by the way.
Yeah. And that's a great option. So I don't know. It is what it is.
Yep. Attendance at Disneyland Paris and Disney Tokyo Sea has not seen the same drop-off.
Huh.
Just saying.
What a coinky-dink.
I don't think it's a coincidence, Brad.
Oh.
But yes, there is, like, economy and things like that as well, of course. So that is interesting, I thought. And I'm just shocked that, you know, the people commenting on this are not, like, bringing this up. As, like, there are people from outside of the country who usually come. And we are not.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But other places are saying the same. Like, we were talking Vegas.
Vegas is crying tears of blood right now because they don't have near.
Yeah. Tourism brings in a lot of money.
Near the tourism.
Yeah. Brings in a lot of money. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was super interesting. And Disneyland is especially noticing it because their big thing is Halloween.
Mm.
And of course, now we have Halloween, and then we're going into the Christmas season right after.
Yeah, it's their big season back to back, and it's not going very well.
Not for typical for them, and every once in a while I check the ride times, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm talking like the middle of the day, and it's like 30 minutes for Indy.
Crazy! It almost makes me want to go.
I know.
Almost.
I know. I was like, so I know. Oh, but oh, it's tough. And the other. So, speaking of, they have released the fireworks will be back for the holiday, the Believe in Holiday Magic or whatever it's called, that one, the fireworks show. Same one they had before. And the parade will be returning. They have released schedule for that. And speaking of schedule, they've adjusted their hours. I haven't seen those 2 weeks. We were talking about the 2 weeks that, you know, all the magic keys and stuff are blocked. I haven't seen those yet. But... I'm not seeing the park being open till midnight very much, if at all.
This pains me a lot.
Yeah, we love 9 p.m. till midnight is just like...
My favorite thing about Disneyland, I love rope drop. I love rope drop.
Me too.
No matter what time it is.
Me too.
I love rope drop. But your last hour on a midnight day...
Oh, yeah. We've done six rides in that hour before.
It hits real good.
It's true. And then you get off, especially if you can make it in at like 11:58, 11:59, and then you get off and you're walking through an empty park.
You're walking through an empty park, your feet hurt, and you have a feeling of a job well done.
Yeah, oh, and the lights on Main Street as you're walking through. And
the only thing that would make it better is if they had like Red Cart Trolley open till 1, and you get a corn dog on your way up.
We've definitely had to choose between corn dogs and that last ride before.
I would do despicable things for a corn dog at
1 a.m.
at 12:30 in the morning.
It's right. It's on Main Street. It should be open. The other things on Main Street are open.
I just feel that you could make a lot of money on.
They would
corn
make
dogs.
A lot of money. Yeah, put them down by the popcorn carts. Those are open.
I just want a post midnight corn dog. Come on, Disney.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, keep your parks open till midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree, and I mean, most people aren't insane like us and do like 5 days back to back, staying open until midnight or one, and then getting up for rope drop every single morning.
That is kind of psychotic, actually.
That is psychotic. But there is something. I think the energy is best at rope drop, but I think the magic is best at close.
It is flipping magical.
Like at close. Oh, man, yes. I'm just like, there's so many amazing memories I have from being like in that midnight little bubble there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if this is a temporary thing. I don't know if this is going to change for the holidays, but I do know that days when normally they would be open till midnight in previous years, they have not been.
Boo, boo.
So it's either not doing it anymore or significantly lessened.
I was saying boo earns. I wasn't saying boo earns. That's a Disney joke now because Simpsons is
That's
Disney.
That's true. Okay. I was going to say. Simpsons, yeah.
Speaking of, Sagui, they announced.
That's it for my news. So you. Oh, yes. You.
They
go.
Announced a new Simpsons movie is coming out.
That's true.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. What did you think of the first one way back when?
It was good. Sad and annoying fact, there's been more time that's passed since the Simpsons movie came out than when The Simpsons started and the first Simpsons movie came out.
No, there has not.
Yeah. That's how long The Simpsons has been around.
No, there was not.
Apparently.
Why did you tell me that?
The Simpsons has been around a long flipping time.
Yeah, but I remember going to see that movie in theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like not a little kid.
No, we were very old.
Oh, that hurts. I think I went and saw it with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
So, anyway, Simpsons movie's
that's
coming out.
That's exciting, though.
And that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't watched The Simpsons in years.
Me neither.
Even though it's on Disney Plus.
You know, that's not true. I watch Halloween Horror Nights every year while I carve pumpkins.
Yeah, but we watch the old ones.
Yes, that is true. But we watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, but the old ones.
I don't know. We're working our way up, like, some through the years.
They do have some stellar Halloween episodes, but the old ones. I don't know. I haven't watched the new ones.
And every once in a while, they'll do, like, a special. Like, they did one for when it went on Disney Plus, and then they did
Well, they have
for,
some shorts on Disney Plus. Yeah. That's not Simpsons, though.
No, but it's still just Simpsons content.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I haven't watched it. I think I actually watched one newer episode on a plane once.
Oh.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't have any more news.
Do you want to talk about the special picture that they posted, the Russo brothers posted?
Oh, good heavens, yes.
On their Instagrams or Snappy Chats or whatever. I don't know.
It was probably on both, quite frankly, and TikTok, whatever else they're on. Twitter, I mean, X. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is, well, let's back up first of all. Before Avengers Endgame came out, like Infinity War was out, Captain Marvel was out. Endgame was, like, months away. They posted a cryptic photo. And in it, basically the things that people point to is that you could see the outline of an A and an E. And that was before they announced that the movie would be called Avengers Endgame.
Some people spelt out Endgame, but I think they might have been reaching. But,
yeah, but pretty clearly, once you're looking, you're like, oh, there's an A and an E. I don't know about the word Endgame. Felt a little bit of that was reachy, but...
Yeah, so anyway, this is kind of a repeat of that. They posted a black and white picture.
Almost to the 7th anniversary to the day, almost.
Some say that it was going to be to the anniversary, but something happened with Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know.
It was like the day after that was going on. So, maybe not the best time to be posting a little happy.
They actually delayed the release of all the Mandalorian and Grogu stuff.
Because, for the same reason.
Because of that. Yeah. Even though that when they did release it, they were accused of trying to distract from that whole situation.
Yeah.
Which,
even
fair enough.
I totally agree. But even, like, they did sit on it for a week, too.
At least a weekend, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what a gong show.
Total mess. Absolute mess. Really embarrassing. I'm glad they, like, figured it out, but it shouldn't have taken that to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So they posted this photo, and it says, the caption is just, look closely, I think is what it is.
Look hard.
Or look hard.
I think, yeah. Okay. Look hard. So. Which, you gotta be, they chose that very specifically.
I think they did, yes.
I don't know why. There's a lot of speculation. I think the best speculation's probably new rock stars. They yep. have a video about it.
Which we recommend going to watch. They're actually really good at breaking stuff down. They're not always right, but like you can follow their line of thought.
They take a logical approach and a very detailed approach. And yeah, exactly. It's not always right, but it's fun speculation.
Oh, I totally agree.
Which I think just enhances your enjoyment of these nerd
Speaking things. Of WandaVision, that's when we started watching them.
That is. That yeah. is when we started watching it. And they weren't right about WandaVision.
No, they
like,
weren't.
At all. But it was
so much fun to like...
It was super fun.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what is their speculation?
It's mostly to do with Wolverine, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah. And this makes sense to me, because hard, okay, mm-hmm. that works. And you can see, it looks
kind of
like...
Yes, Hugh Jackman is quite hard.
Till he's 90.
Yeah.
You mean his abs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about.
I thought you were talking about, like,
his adamantium.
Blades. Yeah.
Also his abs. His abs are cut with adamantium.
It's a true Dang. Story. Man, those biceps. Anyway, till he's 90, I know. Hey, Ryan Reynolds spoke for all of us in that scene in Deadpool and Wolverine.
He really did.
But there is the way the light looks on. There's like some rigging and some scaffolding and stuff like that.
It looks like three claws. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Whatever.
But this is definitely going to be one of those things that when it comes out, people will be like, oh. Okay.
There'll be some revisionist history, whatever. I do think it makes a lot of sense to have Wolverine in one of these movies,
mm-hmm.
just like Deadpool and Wolverine's set up a lot about what is going to be the climax
yep.
of the multiverse saga. They set up the Anchor Beings thing and yep. all that. So
they might be able to make the whole Robert Downey Jr. thing work with that. And
maybe, maybe. But also Wolverine's tied to the Fox X-Men so mm-hmm. significantly.
And we know a lot of them are coming.
We know they're coming, so I don't know. It just makes a lot of sense.
And it has to be something that would be big enough to warrant an announcement by himself. Like, for a character
sure.
by himself.
They're not going to have another 3 hours of chairs or
not,
5 hours
not
of chairs.
Not for just Hugh Jackman, but they'll do something. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. This makes a lot of sense to me.
Super Bowl commercial.
I think maybe.
That would actually be...
I think maybe.
That would be a mic drop moment if you just...
A teaser.
If you just have Hugh Jackman Wolverine pop up in a Super Bowl teaser.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
If you could keep that on wraps and just have it come out during the Super Bowl.
If anyone could, it would be Disney.
It's a tough one.
They kept Grogu secret.
They actually did.
Which is insane to me. They lost a whole holiday season worth of merch to keep Grogu secret.
That's right, because they couldn't make up for it
tenfold since. But... That was a whole holiday season worth of merch.
Yeah, and that took some cojones.
Yeah.
They could do it.
They can do it.
There's a lot riding on this, so maybe they'll take some swings. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope so. Any other news?
I think that was...
The big one?
The big one, yeah.
All right, let's go to the main topic.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay, Brandon, it's Halloween time.
It is.
Yeah.
I like Halloween
Me
time.
Me too. I like it more and more every year. I'm pretty sure. I think I'm such a fall. I mean, like, I'm a millennial woman, so of course I love fall.
You are a fall girly.
I'm a fall girly.
You like your pumpkin spice.
I'm drinking pumpkin beer right now, so yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a pumpkin spice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have a black cat and an orange cat. Well, I mean, and also a gray cat.
I have some good and or bad news for you.
Okay.
You might have a new... franchise to watch during Halloween.
Are you telling me I need to watch this?
I think you might need to watch it.
No, okay. So first of all, let's intro what you're talking about here. What franchise, Brandon?
Well, we do have another episode.
I looked it up. It's episode 105.
Perfect. I was hoping that you did.
Yeah, it's called like the singing The Singing Zombies.
That's almost 100 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Or
it's actually might just be over.
Pretty much just 100 episodes ago, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
No wonder I don't remember a ton about it. But we're talking about the new Disney Channel original, Zombies 4.
Yes. So this was, we did this back when you were still on Twitter a lot.
I did.
We had a Twitter account and you live tweeted watching Zombies.
All three of them.
Yep.
At the time.
At the same time. You did two trilogies. One was Zombies and one was High School Musical. And you live tweeted all of it and it was amazing.
It was pretty good.
So that was back in 105 and now there's number 4. You did not live tweet this.
I did not because I don't even know my sign in for Twitter anymore.
Me neither.
So there you go. But, you know, not actually that bad.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. So it's been a long time.
Okay. I'm ready.
Because you kind of do need to sort of know the history of the zombies to get this, but not, like, I mean, you could watch it by itself and it would be fine. But the zombie movies, like, they were in a high school and they hated Zombie Town or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, the main characters had a whole thing where they overcame their differences or whatever. And then the second movie was, like, they discovered werewolves and they lived in the forest. And, and they hated werewolves, but then they reconciled their differences.
Okay, hold on. The second one is humans, yes. Zombies, and werewolves.
The second one's humans, zombies, and werewolves. And then they reconciled their difference. They figured it out, mm-hmm. whatever. And then the third one is the main girl character discovers that she's actually an alien. And then they have to go aliens, werewolves, zombies, humans reconcile their differences. This one, they're all living happily together, but they're going off to college, and they have to the zombie, the main character Zed, he's a zombie,
right?
He's going to be part of the varsity football team, so he has to go to football camp.
Okay,
and the main lady character alien is a cheerleader, and she wants to be captain of the cheerleading squad.
Wow!
So she has to go to cheerleading camp,
of course,
and so they're having trouble. Their summer vacation.
Their differences.
Their summer vacation's not going that well, mm-hmm. so they're going to go on a quick road trip before they go off to their separate camps and not see each other for the whole summer.
Actually, pretty nice little summer thing.
They go along with their werewolf friend because, like, they have to bring back the werewolf somehow.
Right. Okay.
She's like the leader of the werewolves or whatever.
Okay. That's, she's the leader of the pack.
Actually, I think that was a song in Zombies 2. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably. Right. Anyway, and then his, I think it's his zombie sister or something who's like a huge nerd.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because the jocks and nerds can be friends too.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. And she's like big into science, so she helps solve the science problems. They all go on a road trip.
Okay.
But he's driving. And his anti-zombie band, which if you had watched the first Zombies 3 movies, you would know that's important, because I forgot about it. But he's got like a Fitbit on his wrist that makes him not go full zombie, because you never want to go full zombie.
Oh, wow. Speaking of Robert Downey Jr.
That was Ben Stiller.
But it was in that movie that he was in.
Yes.
In fact, I think he's the one who tells Ben Stiller
True. Yes. Okay. Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ben Stiller. But anyway. Yeah. And he crashes their little Volkswagen Beetle, and they flip it, like, very.
So they die terribly.
Well, no, because they're all monsters, so they're fine.
Right.
Obviously. Okay.
Obviously.
Meanwhile, mm-hmm. we're getting the backstory. Okay. Of the new monsters that are going to be part of this Zombies 4.
Okay.
What kind of monsters?
They're vampires.
Yes! Nailed it.
Because I was like, where are the vampires? You have zombies?
They have no vampires so far, but in Zombies 4, it's the vampires.
Oh my god, I just have deja vu. I think when you were talking about Zombie, the trilogy, I was like, when do the vampires show up? And you're like, there are no vampires. Who knows? Maybe Zombies 4.
I might have said, I don't know. Maybe I wrote this. I don't know. But this whole thing, it's about vampires, but it's it's basically Romeo and Juliet slash West Side Story.
Oh, because they sing. Because
they sing.
I was like, West Side Story is Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, no, I get that, but...
And it's probably more, people don't die.
It's more like West Side Story than Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, between
of
who?
The singing. Because it's the vampires and the daywalkers.
It's a daywalker. Zombie? People.
They're just vampires that walk in the day. You watch Blade. You know what the daywalkers are.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was going to be the same thing.
There's only going to be one Blade. Yeah, so that's what it is. Oh. Again, going back to the original Zombies movies, they got hit by a meteor in Monster Town, and that's what gave them all the monster-y ability.
Okay. Maybe they shouldn't live in a place called Monster Town if they don't want monster ability.
Well, I think it got named that. Well, it was called, like, Shady Town or something. Okay. I don't know, whatever. Anyway...
Just saying.
The vampires and daywalkers... town got hit by another meteor that broke into two, and one is light colored and one is dark colored, and that's why they're daywalkers and vampires. The daywalkers have fire powers, and the vampires have wind powers.
Okay,
and
kind of cool.
But they both need to eat from the blood fruit to live.
The blood fruit.
Yes,
not people.
The vampires don't eat people. They just eat blood fruit. Okay. But they're both
convenient.
Kind of, they're both vampires, but one lives in the sun and one lives in the dark, and it is what it is.
Right. However, do they meet?
Well, you see that they used to live together in harmony in their blood fruit orchard, but then they grew to distrust each other several generations ago and split apart and never the twain shall meet.
I understand.
And so
were the two households both alike in dignity?
Yes, they were. Yeah quite.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a matriarch vampire lady, mm-hmm. and a fatherly figure daywalker lady.
And one could say that ancient blood breaks to new mutiny.
One could say that. Okay. Yes. Yes. One could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would, but...
but some may.
Some may. Yeah, okay.
That's not helping my kids out. That's from grade 10, and my students from grade 12 asking.
But... Yeah, we're not being scabs
no,
here.
No, we're not.
No.
Just funny.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we got going on. I will say that, like, the main zombie characters... the main actress actually is premiering on Broadway right now.
What?
In Moulin Rouge. I said I would remember it.
Oh, I said I would. You did. Yeah.
And so she's kind of above this now, probably.
But she came back to do this.
She actually does a good job.
That's good on her.
And
wait, she's the alien one.
She's the alien one. She's got cool, like, ombre blue hair.
Cool.
Like, blonde. Yeah. Anyway, it looks good. Her and the main zombie guy are kind of like supporting characters in this because you have the next generation of the zombies and daywalkers coming together and
to overcome their differences.
Well, that spoilers. I'm getting to that.
Sorry.
So the daywalker future leader is this girl. I don't even know her name. It doesn't matter.
Daywalker girl.
She kind of looks like a young JoJo Siwa.
Oh, her name's JoJo now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, JoJo.
That's fine.
Yep.
And then on the vampire side, you have, like, kind of red-haired Filipino Kiefer Sutherland Lost Boys kind of looking guy.
Oh, cool look.
Yeah, he looks cool. I wish I could look that cool.
Okay, Kiefer and JoJo.
Yeah, Kiefer and JoJo. And, They kind of singy their songs, and after the car crash, our main zombies characters split up to look for help, and our alien girl goes off, and she finds the Nightland where the vampires live.
Okay,
and it's like a barrier that goes in instantly into night.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And she's like, whoa, what happened? And she, like, backs up and whatever. And she's looking for help, and she finds the vampire town. And she finds the vampires, because they're marching off to go on their annual harvest of the blood fruit.
Okay.
And they instantly think that she's a daywalker, and they're going to attack her.
Oh.
But Kiefer, or whatever his name is.
Kiefer.
says no, and saves her from the wind onslaught or something.
Okay.
And she's like, no, I'm not a daywalker, I'm an alien. And then she shows her the power of her alien wristband thing, which I think was in the first, in the third movie, probably. Okay. Whatever. And they're like, okay, we can take you with us, because you're cool.
Okay. As long as you're not a daywalker.
As long as you're not a daywalker, because they're kind of racist, but, right. Yeah.
That does seem to be the general gist here.
And then Zombie Zed.
Okay.
His name's Zed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, because mm-hmm. it makes sense. It's also Canadian, because he's
absolutely. Zed. I think we made this comment before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, probably.
If not, we should have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He goes off, and he finds the Daywalkers,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to set him on fire, but...
That seems really excessive.
Well, because they're Daywalkers, and they have the power of fire. And
yeah,
they think he's a vampire.
Yeah, but they like vampires.
And he's
vampires
like, no,
so far?
No, I'm a zombie. I'm not a vampire.
And they're like, oh, okay, cool.
And so then Jojo,
yes,
saves him.
Mm-hmm.
And see how it's like kind of a mirror
thing going on. Yeah,
yeah. And so then they're gonna march through this cavern that connects to their orchard where the blood fruit is, they all come together, and they discover
the power of song.
Well, there is songs.
Okay.
Yes, there is songs. They talk about. The burning power and the power of the night or something.
Okay.
I don't know. And they go into the orchard and they're gonna fight, but then they see there's a gate that's blocking their way into the orchard.
Okay.
And they discover that they need three keys to get into the orchard.
And they've never noticed this gate before. This orchard that they've always had.
Well, that I might not have been paying attention very closely. There might have been...
An explanation
there, but they do discover a gate, and the main orchard is beyond it.
Okay.
So they might have had a different orchard before.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
And then the adults kind of like go, well, whatever, we're gonna go off out of here.
Even though they didn't get help.
And the kids are going to go to the camp to figure out the keys to the gate. There's a camp, so they go to summer camp, and they're like, look at these symbols, they're the daywalker symbols. No, look at these symbols, they're the vampire symbols. So they have like different bunks at the camp that was set
up. They're segregated.
Well, kind of, but it's also like this camp has existed for a long time that had both.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a summer camp, and then and Zed is like, oh, I always wanted to be a camp counselor. We're gonna sing about it, how we're all gonna be camping together.
I thought he was going off to football camp.
Yeah, but they crashed their car.
Okay.
This is taking place over like 7 hours. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So they're gonna be a camp counselors now, because they're old.
So then they go off in search of these keys.
Okay. Around the camp.
But meanwhile...
Okay.
Jojo and Kiefer decide that they're like... Well, at first you think they might be like... kind of like a sexual tension between them and the main peeps.
Even though they're younger.
Even though they're younger, which they actually sing about that later, but...
You
think maybe, well, okay, there's going to be...
Like Jojo and Zed,
they're gonna
and
try
Kiefer and Alien.
Yeah, because they purposefully separate them.
What's Alien Girl's name?
I don't know.
Satine, because she's going to be in Mulan.
Satine, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all
probably.
Right. So Kiefer and Satine,
like,
and Jojo
Elise
and Zed.
Or something. Yeah, okay.
Zed is correct.
Zed is correct. That I remember. But Jojo and Kiefer, they start singing together.
Mm-hmm.
And they start getting some serious sparks. There's specifically a line in their ballad together, and it's like she's like, I won't burn you, and he's like, I won't bite you, or something like that. It's this whole thing.
Okay, wow. Can you hear my eyebrows going up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They do a good job. There's some serious chemistry there. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
They have, and they like, and when they're together in the camp, they have some good dance-off type moves and stuff. They have a whole thing. It's very Bollywood, honestly.
Oh, fun. I like that.
Yeah.
But not like the Bollywood sequel in Cheetah Girls.
No. Much better than that, I'm sure. I don't know. I didn't watch Cheetah Girls. Anyway, so they solve a problem and find the first key. I don't really remember that too well. And then it's later at night, and Jojo and Kiefer find this cave, and there's like it's basically an escape room where on the floor there's like a colorful rainbow thing, and then on the walls there's like the phases of the moon.
Okay.
And he's like, well, there's the phases of the moon, obviously. And she's like, I don't know what that is. He's like, well, they're in the wrong order. And he's like, well, that light shiny thing down there, look, that looks like more like your style. And she's like, well, that's not in the right order either. And they're like, oh, we should put it in the right order. So then they do that.
They work together.
They work together with their own special knowledge and discover the second key.
Kiefer and Jojo.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they all converge back at the gate.
Like with Zed and Satine?
With everybody.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
What happened to their car that crashed?
I don't know. Not important.
Okay.
Whatsoever.
I feel like it's a little important.
Not important.
I feel like it.
Focus on the plot. It's the blood fruit.
Okay.
And if Jojo and Kiefer are going to create the next generation of vampires and or daywalkers or daywalker slash vampire.
Or vampire slash daywalker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is where I think this is going.
Okay.
But anyway.
Aren't they kids?
They're like 17.
Oh, okay.
They're old enough.
Okay. That means Satine and Zed aren't super, like there isn't a huge age gap then, hey?
They think it's old enough because they're in college and they're blah, blah, blah.
No, they're going to college.
Anyway, so they put the second key in, and it reveals a stone, a big stone, and it has like phases of the moon and sun on it, and a kind of a design of a trough for it to go back and forth.
Okay.
But it's kind of like almost like an X.
All right.
But the vampires and daywalkers. Well, I didn't actually explain this. Satine and Joe and Satine, Jojo, Jojo,
different made up name,
and Kiefer have like lieutenants.
Okay,
that are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay, I see.
They're like super duper for the daywalkers, super duper for the vampires,
and anti the opposite.
They're like hardcore into it.
Okay.
And so when this stone appears, they're like, oh, this is obviously like a tug of war thing. Only one side can win. So we all have to push. And they're like fighting over this stone back and forth. And it's not going well. And then all of a sudden a pulse comes out, which is what the inciting incident that crashed the car. We did kind of go back to the car.
Okay.
We discover that there's this pulse.
The pulse is Chekhov's gun.
Kind of.
Okay.
That is triggering the zombies to turn zombie-y and the werewolves to turn werewolf-y and things like that. And so we go to this little cave.
Okay.
And we see that the roots of the blood fruit, there's dark and light roots.
Are they entwined?
They're entwined, yes. Okay. And then there's kind of like a metal antenna-y thing buried in them, like a almost like a Frankenstein-y type tower.
Okay.
Lodged in them, and it's kind of broken, and that's what's sending out the pulse.
Okay.
And so then they work together to kind of fix the tower so that it's not sending out the pulse anymore.
Okay, pulse is bad, alright.
Yeah, because it's like, it's going to turn Zed into a zombie, zombies are bad.
Okay, so
if they don't have their Fitbit on.
So we learned that zombies are good only if they're not zombie-like.
Correct.
I have some concerns about this, but okay.
Yes. You can You could cure zombieism. Okay. We're not going to dig into that too much further. Anyway, so they fixed that, but they're still trying to figure out the main key thing with the ball. They don't understand. I don't know. And then the grown-ups come back, and they're like, well, you kids don't know what you're doing.
Uh-oh.
And the kids are like, wait, this tower, it looks like are separate moonstones. You should put them in there. And so they go and they go sneak back into their Daywalker and vampire towns to steal the moonstones.
Are the towns like connected?
No, they're separate.
Okay.
There's a tunnel that connects them. They're like on different sides of the bay.
Right.
One's
with the orchard kind of in the middle.
The orchard's in the middle, and that's the kind of general geography that I can see. So Jojo and Kiefer go to their respective towns and have to fight off the guards of their moonstones.
Okay.
And they do that.
They fight amongst themselves, basically.
They do that, but then Kiefer's lieutenant, who's a girl, because their lieutenants are opposite genders, because they have a whole gender thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I can't let you do this. And he's like, but I need to save everyone. And she's like, okay. It's a little better in the thing. It's fine. And
if you say so.
So she blocks the guards from like coming after
she
him.
Helps.
She helps him. Yeah. Yep. And Jojo like kicks butt and takes the thing, and they meet back up and they sing a song together about how working together is awesome or whatever
or something.
I don't know. And
is the song called "Isn't It Great That We're All Better People"?
But then everyone comes together in the room and they're like, "No, you can't do this. You stole our stuff." And the mom and the dad. I don't even. She's a mom, but. It's the dad, definitely, and then the leader of the vampires are, like, fighting about it.
The matriarch.
And the lieutenant of the Daywalkers, he's, I don't know, Dan or something lame like that. He turns into a phoenix. He's like, ha, I'm a phoenix, and, like, blows everyone out and says, okay, you can do the thing. So he helps, too.
He turned into a phoenix?
Yeah, he has, like, fire wings, and he's like, ha, I'm a phoenix. That's literally
was this new information for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ha! I'm a phoenix.
It's like when you're a raven.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so they put those in, and it helps, I guess. It revitalizes the
blood fruit.
The blood fruit.
Okay.
Because when they put in the third key, the adults fight over it, and they shoot fire and wind at it and, like, burn all the fruit, but this, like, revitalizes it.
Oh.
I don't know.
So the older generation sucks and the newer one is better.
Basically is the gist of it. Mm-hmm. And then we're all happy and they get their blood fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zed and alien girl Satine. Decide that they're not going to spend summer apart because they realize that you should never take 1 second for granted with the people that you love.
Wait, they love each other? I thought they were just friends.
Oh no, they're doing it for sure, sure.
Okay,
they're gonna make some zombie alien babies.
I have a question. What about like college dreams and whatnot?
Not important.
I feel like college is important.
They didn't even make it to college.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But everyone's a better person because they're not racist anymore. Because the Daywalkers and vampires are going to work together and have their blood fruit.
Uh-huh. And Jojo and Kiefer are together.
And then everyone got helped, like, put the tower up.
Okay.
And they sang a song about it. I don't know.
Was it called Putting Up a Tower?
No.
Could it have been?
No, it was kind of like a reprise of something about like night and day working together kind of thing.
Okay.
It was a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the end.
Yeah, everyone lives happily ever after. And,
except they don't go to college.
Well, I'm sure they go to college. I think they're going to the same college. One was just like really looking forward to being the cheer captain, and the other one was like looking forward to being on the football team. And then they're like, well, I can just be a regular cheerleader. And he's like, well, I could be a second stringer. It wouldn't actually change that much about my life.
Well, I mean, I guess it's good to give up your dreams for high school relationships.
That's true. Yeah. Yep. That's what
also,
I learned.
Also, if you like...
Also, don't be racist.
Also, so, don't be racist. Yeah. But you can cure things about you if you wear certain jewelry.
Generally.
Okay. You think I would like this?
I do. I'm not selling it very well, but this one actually is probably better than the other three.
Okay.
I don't know. They had a whole, like, the Daywalker chick had a whole ballad, and it was this whole thing, and it
JoJo.
Was... Yeah, JoJo. She really did look like a young JoJo Siwa.
That's really funny. I actually do like cheesy stuff if it's, like, appropriately.
Don't get me wrong. It's super duper cheesy.
Yeah.
But it's, like, High School Musical level.
I like High School Musical.
Not below High School Musical.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
I really liked... We were talking about this. I really liked High School Musical, at least the first one and two. I really liked Teen Beach Movie.
Hmm.
And every once in a while, you get me... And I mean, like, talking about Halloween and... You can't talk Disney Channel Halloween without talking Halloween Town, which is, like, the best thing ever.
Well, since you're going on strike, you can just watch all of them while I'm at work.
Well, it depends how long I'm on strike, I guess. So I'm also watching Agatha, don't forget.
You can do it.
I can do it. All right, sounds good. I could probably, like, fold laundry or do housework while I do it. I don't know if it really requires a whole bunch of brain power.
I'm not entirely certain I did this any justice. I did this off the top of my head from what I remember.
It's better than what you're saying is what you're saying.
Slightly.
Okay. So I came out of the room and you were watching this and you just finished and you're well.
I forgot. The whole closing number where Satine and Zed decide that they're gonna be happy together.
Yes.
And whatever. They have a whole tap dancing number for some reason.
Oh, you should have led with that. I love tap dancing.
Yeah, just a random tap number.
Have they ever tapped before?
No, I don't remember.
I feel like you would have remembered.
I don't know. But they had a whole tap dancing number in the middle of the desert. There was like a slab of rock that allowed them to tap.
Love it.
It was great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You finished the movie and you were like, well, that was one of the movies of all time.
It certainly was.
I think I'll give Zombies a try.
I wouldn't discourage you because I think you would actually kind of like
it. Yeah, gotta be like in a cheesy Halloween mood. It's okay.
The whole series, it's a Disney Channel movie,
yep.
But it's a musical. Yep. It's not that bad and...
It sounds fun.
Satine is clearly good enough to be on Broadway.
Right.
So...
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. There you go.
I like it. All right. I mean, you may not have sold me, but kind of sold.
Sorry.
You do know what I do and don't like, though. So if you're saying
I think you would like... Yeah. At least, I don't remember the first three that well. They were probably cheesier and lamer, I think.
But
this was
solid.
The musical numbers were pretty good.
All right. Well, she's Broadway bound, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And Halloweenish. So, yay. Anything to add other than that I should watch this?
Well, and it does teach you to be better people and give up your dreams.
One of those lessons is better than the other one.
Or maybe your dreams are different in real life than what you thought they were. Maybe that's the takeaway.
Maybe as we learn more about ourselves, we discover new dreams.
You can readjust your dreams, yes.
That is a better lesson than give up your dreams.
Yes. I think that's more what they were
okay,
going for.
Okay, I like it. All right, fun. Okay, I'm excited. You sold me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Nailed it.
All right, perfection.
Go Zombies.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney EA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And you should definitely message us if you also think that I should watch Zombies.
I do feel a little bit like Zombies ate my brain now.
That might be the beer you're drinking, though.
No.
No, it's the Zombies. It's just completely mush. Wait, does Zed and Friends eat brains?
No.
So how are they zombies?
Well, they have Fitbits on, so they don't eat brains. Yeah,
but I'm sure they got those Fitbits, like, after brain eating. Like,
yeah, no, I think when they're full zombie mode, they like, eat people.
Oh, okay. All right.
I
have questions.
I forget the first three movies. It's been a long time. Okay. That was episode 105, okay?
Okay. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. And feel free to go back and listen to episode 105.
You should. I'm sure it's excellent. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know either. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney EA as well. Next episode, we're continuing Halloween stuff.
This is Halloween.
This is Halloween. I don't know which of the Halloween ones, but I have Halloween stuff all planned. I do have a question, though. Brannon.
That's me.
What is an excellent villain that is underrated from Disney?
Underrated?
Mm-hmm. Or obscure.
How about the Australian dude from Rescuers Down Under?
Ooh, yeah.
He's pretty evil. He's pretty messed up.
He is pretty messed up. All right, it's pretty good. That's what I'm asking people on Instagram this week.
Oh, I'll be curious to see what they say.
Yeah, just like evil villainous.
I went for something super obscure.
Yeah, that is obscure. I like that.
I think so.
That isn't the most obscure one I found.
Hmm.
There's one that you wouldn't have heard of.
Well, that is obscure.
Exactly. Because there's, you know why I know you didn't have a hero? Because I hadn't.
Well, what in the heck?
Yeah. So one of our Halloween episodes, we're going to be talking about obscure evil, like straight up evil, obscure Disney villains.
Okay.
And the background of them. Okay. I don't know if that'll be next episode, but it'll be one of the ones coming up. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AA.